Chapter 4. Why do people want to avoid conservatorship? The problems of conservatorship are far worse. When someone becomes legally incompetent through illness or injury, that person's care and the management of his or her assets must be done by others. If adequate arrangements are not made in advance of disability or incompetence, those who will make decisions for the incompetent person and handle their financial life will have to be determined and supervised by the court. The legal proceeding through which that is accomplished is called conservatorship. Most people assume that if they have a spouse, there will be no problem. But many things in the ordinary course of events will require the signature of the incompetent spouse, things like refinancing real estate jointly owned. As to any asset of any kind owned solely in the name of the incompetent spouse, the healthy spouse will be unable to handle those assets without court assistance. When these practical realities arise, someone must go to court to petition to be appointed conservator of the incompetent person's body and/or estate. Not surprisingly, a contest can develop between interested parties over who should be conservator. Sometimes, a court will appoint a stranger to the incompetent person, a so-called third-party conservator. With a probate, the process is over when it is over, and most probates are done in a year or two. With conservatorship, the court proceedings will go on year after year, so long as the incompetent person is alive. In case you haven't noticed, modern medicine is getting better and better at keeping people alive even under the worst circumstances. The trend has been documented and is clear. The average length of conservatorship has been getting longer and longer. It is equally clear that these court proceedings are becoming more and more common and affect more and more families. An annual accounting has to be made to the court, and any interested parties have the right to contest the accounting. Upon the death of the incompetent, of course, any remaining assets must be distributed through a probate. Between the two, a typical family can blow 50% to 75% or more of the assets of a loved one before anything is distributed to children or other heirs. One aspect of conservatorship is to deal with the incompetent's financial life. The other is to deal with medical, health care, and custodial decisions, obtaining access to government assistance programs, what nursing homes or other institutions to utilize in caring for the needs of the incompetent, health care decisions, etc., are all matters that have to be dealt with in conservatorship. Anyone experienced with our system of justice knows how expensive and cumbersome all this can get. Most of the expense and most of the logistical nightmares can be avoided for you and your loved ones with a little planning.